The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart does fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Those words were penned in 1904. It's an old, old hymn of the faith, and how very, very appropriate today. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and I welcome our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM. And I also have the privilege of welcoming our friends in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1. I have the privilege again today of simulcasting here in Columbus, Ohio, and in Washington as my friend Don Crow is away from the microphone for a few days. And what a privilege, what an honor to continue hosting my program and hosting Don's as well in Washington. So wherever you may be listening, I welcome you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Doom and gloom, bad news, worse news, terrible news, awful news, tragic news. I hope and pray that our time together today will be kind of an oasis, a calm in the midst of a storm unlike anything most of us have experienced in our lifetime. And that's true. I said it yesterday if you were listening. My parents went through times like this. My grandparents certainly did. But I haven't. And about 99.5% of all of you have never been through anything like this. This is going to impact America and the world much more than 9/11. And most of you remember what an incredible impact 9/11 had on all of us. But my constant, consistent theme is God is in control. And I don't say that lightly. I certainly don't say it flippantly, but I say it truthfully. God's got this thing all figured out. He knows exactly how this is all going to end. He knows exactly who is going to be impacted. And my friend, he is big enough to handle this for you and your family. And again, I'm being a little repetitious from yesterday, but that is intentional. This is a great privilege and opportunity to show the world what followers of Jesus are really made of. Now, our brothers and sisters in Christ have been doing this for years, suffering persecution, death, torment. But we here in America have been so unbelievably spoiled for years and years and years and years. We have just been terribly spoiled. And now we have an opportunity to show the world what it is like to have faith in a sovereign God no matter what. And it is a privilege. And I think we need to take it seriously. Take the cautions. I'm not sure of all of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., but here in the state of Ohio, every day, and that is not an exaggeration, every day we have had more restrictions put on our movement, on our association. Today, barbershops, hair salons have closed. All theaters are closed. Restaurants are closed. The governor today said, please, 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 please stay home. Now, they haven't ordered martial law. They haven't ordered that we can't go out. But the governor is pleading with everyone here in our state. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Stay home. Just today, he is requiring businesses that are open. Now, they have not come to the place yet where non-all essential businesses will be closed. I think that may happen. We're not there yet. But today, he demanded that every employer in our state, when every employee comes through the door tomorrow morning, they must have their temperature taken. Every single employee, when they report to work, they have to have their temperature taken. If they have a temperature, they turn around, they go back home. Again, I don't know all of the things that are going on in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., but I would imagine you folks are facing similar things. And people are beginning to panic. And I get it. I understand. This is uncharted territory. But it is not reason to panic. Peace in the midst of the storm, folks. And we who know Christ and we who believe God's word, we know that God truly, genuinely is in control. All right. We're going to take our first break this hour. Hey, I'd love to hear from you as yesterday. If you just want to get things off your chest, you want to talk, you have questions to ask, you just need somebody to vent to, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Live.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Columbus. Welcome to our listeners in the Washington, D.C. area. Things are happening fast and furious on the governmental front. The Senate just moments ago, and I mean moments ago, passed a coronavirus bill that will provide paid leave benefits and many, many other things. The bill now goes to President Trump to sign. He has said that he would sign it immediately. There is talk of every American getting a check for possibly $1,000 within the next 2 weeks. There is talk about that. Unemployment restrictions have been eased. There's a lot of help that is being made available, and I know that many, 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 many of you are being impacted economically by the coronavirus. And, of course, the stock market has tanked again today. Terrible, terrible drop again today. And I believe Danny in Columbus, Ohio, wants to talk about the stock market. Hey, Danny, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob. I'd like to know, if we're not allowed more than 10 people in a room, why has the stock market got all them hundreds of people still in that stock market there? And it sounds like to me that they're bleeding it off.
Who is they?
The people that is the head of whatever's going on here. I know after 9/11, millionaires become billionaires over that. And it seemed like the only one who lost any money was the person that had a pension plan, 401ks. And why are they allowed to, why don't they close the stock market? Why are they allowed to leave it open and let it bleed dry?
Well, it has stopped on three occasions just in the last few days. There is a switch. If it drops more than X number of points in a certain amount of time, trading is suspended for a certain amount of time, and then it is started again. And
well, it's bleeding off pretty bad. Well, I've been watching this. It sounds to me like a fleecing of the people again.
Well, again, I'm not into conspiracies, and this whole virus thing was certainly unforeseen. Now, are people going to profit off of this? Sure they will. There are always people who profit off of people's suffering and so forth. So, yeah, is this some grand conspiracy? I'm not buying that. However, this is driven by hysteria, and that, I believe, is unwarranted. That's just my opinion. I think the hysteria, concern, sure. Hysteria, no. Whether it's finances or health or whatever, the hysteria is not justified. Now, again, just to try to put things into perspective on this coronavirus thing, the speculation is all over the place on how bad this really is. I heard a government official just today say that the mortality rate for this virus is 20 times greater than the seasonal flu. Now, I have seen other experts with just as credible credentials saying it may be 2 to 3 times more serious from a mortality standpoint than the seasonal flu. This is so new, so fresh, that much of the speculation is just terribly, terribly, terribly unreliable. If we look at China, which was the epicenter, the mortality rate there was not 20 times the seasonal flu. In Italy right now, which is ground zero today, Italy is really facing the brunt of the outbreak of this COVID-19. And so far, the death rate there is not what the seasonal flu annually is. Now, it could reach that place in Italy. There's no doubt about that. It could. But what I have been saying, and I say it over and over and over again, I am not an expert on anything. So don't make a single decision about your health because of anything I say. And I am serious about that. Don't make a single decision based on anything I say. I am not an expert. But what I do know is that there is a great deal of variance in what the experts are saying about how fast this thing is going to grow, how many people are going to get it, how many people are going to die. And most of it is speculation. Based on scientific models, that is true. But if you follow the whole climate change, global warming thing, what have we learned? Most of the most accurate scientific models have been way off of reality. And that's just true. Now, is that going to be the case with this virus? I don't know. But it's very important not to panic and get into an attitude of hysteria over what is arguably and admittedly speculation, as we are being continually told. This is a brand new strain of virus. We've never seen this before. So we're not certain how it's going to act. And the difference from country to country has been dramatic. Part of that is because of the way they have responded. Others are because of the demographics, the age, the density of population. I mean, there are thousands of variables in how this virus has spread in different countries and the mortality rate in that country. Not hundreds, there are thousands of individual variables. So we need to be cautious. We need to be careful. We need to take the advice and counsel of the medical experts. We should take all of the precautions that are sensible and appropriate. But we need to avoid panic at all cost. Whether you're in Washington, D.C., or Columbus, Ohio, or somewhere in Virginia or Pennsylvania, especially those of us who trust the promises of God's word. We have a God that is bigger than this virus thing. So, hunker down, but trust God and have peace.